75. Customer Service. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. How may I be of service?
I would like to return this item. Are refunds allowed?
Certainly. The customer is always right. We are here to serve you. Is there a reason that you would like to return it? Did you have any problems with our product or services?
No. It was just the wrong size.
Would you be interested in an exchange as opposed to a refund? I think I can help you to find the appropriate size.
No, I would rather just return it.
Sure, no problem. Do you happen to have the receipt?
Yes, right here.
Okay, just a moment, please. Here you are. I need you to sign here, please. And here is your refund. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Dialogue 2.
According to our customer service training the other day, the main principle of keeping people happy in the service industry is under-promise and over-deliver.
So, what does that mean?
It just means to manage your customers' expectations. Don't promise them something you're not going to come through on. And if you deliver more than you promise, they're sure to be satisfied.
So, how do you resolve problems when the customers are not satisfied? How do you deal with complaints?
You have to deal with complaints sensitively and try to understand where they are coming from. Always apologize and take the blame, because the customer is always right. Then figure out what is the least expensive way to mitigate the problem. For example, if they were upset with the food, you can offer an upgrade. That's a less expensive solution than a full refund.
Anything else you should do?
Don't give them a dead end to their questions. When the customer asks you a question, never just say, "I don't know," or "We can't help you." The best kind of response helps customers find the answers they're looking for. Always try to help them solve their problems. You can say, "I don't know, but I can help you find the answer," or "We can't help you here, but I know who can."
听力课堂, 听class.com